Today, ladies, we're going to talk about a really special and fun topic. At least it's one that I enjoy communicating to women about. Because although romance is as old as Adam and Eve in the light of the moon, yet as I mentioned in your study book, the sexual part of marriage is perhaps the least spoken to, and yet is one of the most important. Calvin Miller shares some very dynamic insights into the Christian love that wanted to snuggle but only shook hands in his book called That Elusive Thing Called Joy. Sexual attraction, you know, has often made us fearful of itself. And he says in this book, "Oh yes, God put it there, but it is too much the glutton. It overeats, and yet it is hungry. It barely finishes dessert, and then it starts looking for the hors d'oeuvres again. Mentally, it nibbles its way between meals. Often we have felt powerless before its demands, and so we simply pretend it's not there. Let's everybody talk about God and read our Bibles, and maybe it'll go away." End quote. Very humorous, and yet I think we can identify with those feelings. On page 98 of this chapter in your book, for any of those of you who might have doubted, I stated very affirmatively that there is nothing ungodly about sexuality. It is only sin that perverts it. And the love between you and your husband cannot be put down as a glandular snag to spiritual maturity. After our marriage commitments are made firm before Christ in the courts, then we may rise from the same bed and embrace in the full pleasure of God. Now, Christian husbands and wives should certainly enjoy sex more than the world does because we have a greater capacity for the deep enjoyment and fulfillment that God intended. Very interesting articles recently in some secular magazines. For instance, in Time magazine, an article began this way, "Does religious fervor lead to a richer sex life?" Maybe so. And then in a current issue of Red Book magazine, there was a report of a computer analysis of over 18,000 responses to a professionally prepared questionnaire on sexual attitudes and practices. And it was very interesting that the survey showed that the strongly religious women report more sexual satisfaction and better communication with their husbands than the, quote, fairly religious women. And at the bottom of the happiness scale were the non-religious women. And Red Book editors admit that they were very astonished by the correlation between religion and successful lovemaking, which simply proves that God's ways prove true even through the 20th century surveys of a secular magazine. The unhappy sexual relationship in a Christian marriage can exist when a wife apathetically pursues or ignores altogether the profound values of the happiness of our sexual relationship. The sex drive, according to many Bible passages, is to be given free expression in marriage. As an example, let's just think about Proverbs 5:15-20 on sexual intimacy. Verse 15 says, "Drink waters out of thine own cistern and running waters out of thine own well." This verse prohibits permissiveness and extramarital sex. Sexual expressiveness should have complete freedom in the husband-wife relationship, and sexual stinginess is never advocated by the Scripture. Verse 18 says, "Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth." This verse refers to the rapture and the joy that comes from climactic sex. And the phrase, "wife of thy youth," is one that is found several other places in Scripture, and this indicates that the man is never to share sex with anyone other than the person he married back when he was younger, even though in the later years of the marriage, certainly his wife may not be endowed with as much physical beauty as she was when they both were younger. And finally, Proverbs 5:19 says, "Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love." And here again is emphasized this liberality in the sexual relationships and the pleasantness of sexual foreplay is suggested. Many passages like this one deal very openly with the importance and the beauty of Christian sex. The sexuality taught by the Scriptures is as clear as it is practical. A woman that I heard of went to her pastor with a confession of a problem that was having a drastic effect on their home. She said she was frigid. Instead of sympathizing with her, her pastor told her that what she needed was to repent For the Bible teaches in 1 Corinthians 7:4 that her body belongs to the Lord, and to withhold from him what belonged to him was sin. Well, in the next few weeks, her sin of sexual stinginess was cleansed and the marital relationship was restored. Now, granted, there is a tendency in the current sex-soaked culture that we live in to make sex stand for love instead of seeing it as the response to love. It's my prayer that there will be an ever-increasing joy in your sexual relationships through the giving and the responding love of our gracious God. Have a good day, ladies, and go home purposing to share in a meaningful way the love which you have for your husband.